Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You cross over the border illegally to come into the United States of America, and they tell you that, well, you're going to have to check in with immigration. You're going to have to do that because, you know, you've come in illegally to the United States. But here's the thing. You need to check in by, get this, maybe sometime in 2031. Okay, I kid you not, folks. That's actually starting to happen. We've got the audio clip where John Kirby is confronted with this. And, folks, this is absolutely, absolutely shocking, but not surprising, as they would say. So, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 27th, and we are back live. We hope that everybody had a great Christmas time. We hope that you had some great time, hopefully with family and friends, or you connected with family and friends, or somehow you enjoyed the Christmas holiday. It was nice to have a little bit of time off, but we are back. We are ready. We are raring to go, folks, because there is so much to talk about as we go through this week. And, of course, now we're heading for 2024, and 2024, I think, is going to be a good year. You know, I know a lot of people have been talking about how they're just ready for 2023 to be over. A lot has happened in 2023. A lot of good things, but also a lot of very serious things have occurred. Of course, the war in Israel, just to name a particular thing, obviously, that is ongoing and will be ongoing, of course, as we head into the new year. We've got a lot to talk about, of course, about Israel. But generally speaking, and I do want to say this, I think in 2024, you know, I hope that a lot of the things that have gone on in 2023 are going to be able to sort of be left behind in 2023. And as we move into 2024, the election year, you know, we've got a lot of hope. You know, we've got a lot of positivity. We've got a lot of light, I think, that is going to come in 2024. And it's up to us. It's up to the voters. It's up to the United States of America to make the kinds of changes that it needs to in order to get things back on track, in order to get our foreign policy back in line, in order to get our economy going where everybody can flourish and prosper and dream and achieve all these different things. And I think all that is going to be possible in 2024. But what it's going to take, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen all by itself. It's going to take us and you and everybody involved just going after it every single day. I know that that's possible, and I've got a lot of hope for the new year. And here we are. It's just Wednesday, and New Year's Eve is going to be on Sunday. But when that ball drops in Times Square, and as the people are just going to be, you know, reveling and having a great time, and that clock strikes midnight, boy, oh boy, does that mean something. That really means that, again, the opportunities are brand new. The vision can be brand new. And the days certainly can be better than we've ever seen before. I am one of those Ronald Reagan sort of aficionados, folks, who always believes that the United States of America, that her days, or her best days, are always ahead and never just behind us. And we're going to hear a lot of talk as we go into this new year about how, well, you know, things are much more divided than they ever have been. And that would be right. That's not an incorrect statement. And we're going to hear how it's going to be much harder economically. I think that's correct. I don't think that's an incorrect statement either. We're going to hear how, you know, the world is catching on fire. That's not wrong. That's not an incorrect statement. But here's the thing, folks. The dynamic can change. The attitude can change. The leadership can definitely change. And our vision of America, and that is that vision where people do prosper, where people do have more freedom, not less freedom, more freedom. That America where you can immigrate to this country, and yes, immigrate legally to this country, and you can start with, you know, $25 in your pocket, basically, and you can build up something that nobody's ever seen before. You can build up something that is going to be, you know, a new standard in the industry, whatever it might be. That's the promise. That's where we can really make a difference. So you're going to hear so many different things as we head into the election season. We're going to hear how it's all over. Nothing can really be done. Just live with it. This is the way America is. It's in decline. I don't know how many times I hear people comparing the United States to the Roman Empire. Well, it's the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire, of course, that all deteriorated, fell apart, and we're just the modern-day Roman Empire, you know. Well, that may be, but here's the thing about history. This is why I get so upset when people try to cancel out history, actual real history. Because if we don't know history, if we don't understand it, if we don't have the context and the perspective, then yes, I think it was as Winston Churchill talked about, those who don't learn from history are condemned to repeat it. Well, we're not going to do that here on this program. We're not going to do that here in this country. But what we are going to do, folks, is we're going to look into 2024 and we're going to say, okay, it's time to bring it on. It's time to actually get somewhere. And that's what we're going to do. So, yes, thank you for letting me sort of wax philosophical here in this first segment on our first night back live. But I got it on my heart, folks. I got to tell you. So, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Much more to talk about. 949-822-7959, by the way. That's the number. And we will talk to you on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Facts. Well, actually, we choose substance over shtick. I think that's pretty important. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. We hope that you're doing well. We hope that you had a great Christmas time, and we certainly hope that you're going to have a very happy New Year indeed. And thanks very much to Richard the Marine up there on his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And he says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 38 and cloudy. Hope you had a great Christmas. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. Thank you so much. Yes, we had a real nice Christmas. It was quiet. And I think that's, it was just a great time. It was nice to have a little bit of peace and quiet and just celebrate Christmas, had some great food, and time with family. So it was absolutely wonderful. I hope that you had a great Christmas too, Richard, and everybody else out there. And thank you so much as well. Got some other Christmas wishes and other messages as well over the weekend time. So thank you so much. And we're back at it. We had the R&R, and now it's time to just, again, sort of hit it running right now and right here. And folks, let's tell you about here real quick. We understand, of course, that there was evidently, I believe, an issue with the Houthi drones, missiles launched by the Iran-backed Houthis in the Red Sea. This from Fox News. The U.S. Navy shot down anti-ship ballistic missiles on Tuesday, launched by incoming Iran-backed Houthi missiles in the Red Sea, signaling a significant escalation in the region, senior defense official told Fox News. The Navy engaged three ballistic missiles provided to Yemen's Houthis by Iran. It was the first time the Navy shot down an incoming ballistic missile using an anti-ship ballistic missile. So we got that going for us, I guess. Naval assets, including the USS Laboon and F-18 Super Hornets from the Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group, shot down 12 one-way attack drones three anti-ship ballistic missiles and two land attack missiles fired by the Houthis over a 12-hour period, U.S. Central Command said. Nearly 100 drones operated by the Houthis have been shot down since October 17th. The group has attacked more than 21 international vessels in the region, which has disrupted global shipping. Now, by the way, folks, that will absolutely impact prices in one shape or form or another, and it's not going to be good. I understand some of the shipping may be trying to resume there as long as they have naval protection. But honestly, folks, it's going to start to come to a head here pretty soon, because you can't simply have any group or any country that just decides to stop international shipping in a particular area because they have comparatively a handful of missiles. They're going to terrorize everybody. This is where foreign policy comes into play. This is why you want somebody who will actually do something. And I don't mean willy-nilly get us into a war or escalate something, but they've got to expect some response. Otherwise, they keep sort of pushing this and pushing this and pushing this into something where, okay, well, you know, we'll just see how far it goes, and we'll see what the United States does or doesn't do, and we'll just sort of file that away under what to expect from the United States. Back to the article. The Swiss-based Mediterranean shipping company, MSC, said Tuesday that its container ship MSC United VIII was attacked around, I'll get it right, around 1225 UTC while en route from King Abdullah Port, Saudi Arabia, to Karachi, Pakistan. Currently, all crew are safe with no reported injuries, and a thorough assessment of the vessel is being introduced, MSC said in a statement. Our first priority remains protecting the lives and safety of our seafarers, of course. Attacks in the Red Sea have soared following Israel's military offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Now, of course, obviously, all of this is hard to navigate foreign policy-wise, because the Biden administration, I think, continues to try to straddle the notion that, well, they can kind of not really offend anybody and at the same time try to support Israel. Well, that is going down the tubes super fast, don't you think? I think the Biden administration is all consumed at this point about what's happening politically with a certain some Democrats and certainly quote-unquote world opinion. But all that world opinion, my friends, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes, you know, you hear the idea that, well, you know, if you're right, if you have the right idea, if you have the right a vision, and you know what's right, does it matter that everybody else says it's wrong? You know, we're sort of, especially in America, right, we try to have this notion that, no, but, you know, we blaze the trail. If the trail is right, if the trail is just, if this is what we're supposed to be doing, and to do something else would actually abrogate our moral obligation to do the right thing, well, then so be it. Then some countries are not going to like what we're doing. Some people are going, people politically are going to frown upon it, or they're going to say mean things to you, right? They're going to portray you in a bad light. They're going to do all these things. But if you know that you're right, and that you know that you're supposed to move forward, and that you're supposed to support those who are for your shared values, that they're for, in other words, what I'm getting at is that Hamas has garnered, and we've been talking about this since it all happened on October 7th, but Hamas has garnered so much international goodwill, and it's garnered so much propaganda out of this whole thing that it looks like, oh, no, these Houthis are actually doing the right thing. They're actually helping, because they are pointing up this notion that Israel is, you know, devastating Hamas and going through Gaza and doing all these things. And, you know, we hear, and again, one dead innocent civilian is one too many. I think we all agree on that. But the numbers that Hamas gives out, are we just believing those sight unseen at this point? Are we just going to add that into the propaganda? We know what they did when it came to the hospital bombing. We know how all that was certainly just taken for granted. Oh, Hamas says, Hamas spokespeople say, you know, this kind of thing. But we got to verify all that. But the propaganda side is that Israel is devastating and you have so many thousands dead and Israel just doesn't care. In fact, they're trying to hurt people and this kind of thing. No, they're trying to clear out Hamas. None of this would be happening if Hamas didn't do what it did. Talk about having, well, there needs to be a peace plan. There needs to be a peace solution. There needs to be a ceasefire. Well, folks, last time I checked, right before October 7th, on October 6th, there seemed to be no firing going on, right? I think that's pretty important. This from the Daily Wire. Hamas leader thanks Canada, Australia, and New Zealand for pushing for permanent ceasefire. Top Hamas official, Ghazi Hamad, we've heard of him before, praised Canada, Australia, and New Zealand this week for their recent joint statement calling for moving to a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, all of which are part of the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, along with the United States and United Kingdom, said in a joint statement last week that they want to see this pause resumed and support urgent international efforts towards a sustainable ceasefire. Okay? Well, and I understand the sentiment overall. Overall, I understand the sentiment because, you know, war, you know, we see war and we should try to stop it, right? I think that's echoes of John Kennedy, I believe. But we see war and we should try to stop it. Hamas initiates war, doesn't really want to stop it. What they say is they want a ceasefire. And then others sort of get on the bandwagon. Oh, there needs to be a ceasefire. Oh, we need to have some kind of ceasefire in this. In fact, because Israel goes in and pounds Hamas, and then suddenly, well, we need a ceasefire on this thing. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, if there was any kind, and I say this term with the air quotes, any kind of normalcy at all about the dispute, about the fact that it came to blows, that they took up arms against one another, you can, I have the idea that, well, you can have a ceasefire. We need to work towards a ceasefire so we can work out the differences. My friends, I hate to just sound like I'm repeating myself, but Hamas does not want to have a ceasefire so that it can sort of patch up the differences and create a peaceful solution or anything like that. They're still completely sold out to destroy Israel and to kill the Jewish people. That's not going to change. So that's the quandary. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says his New Year's resolution is to be back next year. Biden gave that response while joking with reporters covering his family vacation in the Virgin Islands. When asked if he planned to speak to Ukrainian President Zelensky after the Russian bombardment, Biden said he speaks to him on a regular basis. U.S. military officials are reporting details on the Houthi rebel attack out of Yemen that targeted a commercial vessel and alerted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. Saturday.
During the day, the destroyer USS Gravely and another American aircraft carrier were responding to help the Maersk Hangzhou ship after four Houthi rebel boats attacked. U.S. Navy aircraft were deployed and sunk several of the rebel craft. Officials say the incident marks the 23rd attack by the Houthis on international shipping vessels since November 19th.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Wednesday edition of the program. We are back live this morning, of course, and we are glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. The telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, and if you'd like to opine that way this morning. And we have so many different things to tell you about. Did you know this? You know the UN has condemned Israel twice as many times as all other nations combined. This is from National Review. A new study conducted by a watchdog organization found that Israel was sanctioned by the United Nations twice as many times as the rest of the world combined in 2023. All right? This is combined. Whereas the Jewish state was the target of 14 General Assembly resolutions, the remaining member states... Now, by the way, who should the United Nations be condemning, okay? Yeah, we can start the long list. Send me a direct message. Well, you know, there's not enough room to type this in, you know. But yes, we know the list would be long. We know that the list would include, you know, sort of the usual suspects, as it were. But again, whereas the Jewish state was the target of 14 General Assembly resolutions, the remaining member states, including authoritarian regimes such as North Korea, Russia, Syria, and Iran, were denounced, get this, only 7 times. The United States was also condemned for its blockade of Cuba. But at any rate, athlete. I got to tell you, so here we got the greatest hits here, right? North Korea, Russia, Syria, and Iran. So they only got sanctioned or condemned seven times, right? But Israel gets condemned 14 times, okay? So does that sound right? Does that sound like there's a screw loose somewhere? Does that sound like we've entered the Twilight Zone? There was a signpost. We missed it. It was the signpost. It was up ahead, and we missed it. We looked away. We were looking at our phones or something where it said, you're entering the Twilight Zone. That's exactly what it said. That's exactly what it said. But in the meantime, and we got, again, so many different things happening here. In the meantime, an Israeli airstrike on Monday, this from the AP, in Damascus, in a Damascus neighborhood, killed a high-ranking Iranian general. Iranian officials and allied militant groups in the region vowed revenge for the killing, but did not immediately launch a retaliatory strike. The killing of Syed Razi Mousavi, a longtime advisor of the Iranian paramilitary Revolutionary Guard in Syria, comes amid ongoing fears of the Israel-Hamas war sparking a regional spillover. Isn't it doing that already? I mean, conceptually anyway, isn't that already happening? Because, again, it's the Iran-backed Hamas that attacked Israel. Iran-backed groups in Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq have launched attacks on Israel and its allies in support of Hamas. Now, the one thing that does worry me here, does concern me, is that, as we talk with Jimmy T. Smith, by the way, from Concerned Veterans for America, we'll be talking to him on tomorrow's program, the Thursday edition. Talk to him at 5:30 a.m. That's the bottom of the hour of hour number four of the program. But Concerned Veterans for America, by the way, check out their website at cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org, Concerned Veterans for America. We talk about our troops that are in Syria right now. And, of course, they've been attacked. I mean, what's the running total? It's at least 90, and it's probably more than that since we last talked right before Christmas. But what does concern me is that our troops, our American forces, become a much greater target because of the revenge factor here. Now, I'm not running scared on this, but what I am saying is that I do believe that there is some degree of wanting to create this larger sort of conflict here, but our troops, of course, are still in harm's way, and they will be even more so as a result of this. Now, should Israel not go after, you know, taking out the Iranian military general, right? No, of course they should if they have that opportunity, because Iran, again, is backing Hamas, backing the Houthis, and so forth. So Israel is got to do what it's got to do here in order to try to stop things anyway. But it is concerning to me. And again, this is where having a president of the United States capable of sizing this up, projecting the kind of power, and I don't mean just military power, because that's what the United States is projecting already, but to project the kind of power and resolve and just the leadership that needs to be there to make some of these groups decide that it's not worth it. It's not worth the cost of doing business. Because when you look at Hamas and you look at Iran and you look at the Houthis and you look at these different terrorist organizations, they factor in, my friends, I think, the cost of doing business, as it were. Well, all dead civilians, just the cost of doing business, you know. We're going to lose some people. That's the cost of doing business because, you know, we're on a mission. And it's really difficult to deal with that kind of mentality because that, my friends, is something that, I mean, you're talking fanatical stuff. Now, there were other airstrikes that were done, too. This from USA Today. Joe Biden directed airstrikes in Iraq after three United States service members were wounded in a one-way attack drone early Monday morning at the Erbil Air Base. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said in a statement, Iran-backed militia Khatib Hezbollah and other affiliated groups took credit for the attack on Christmas Day. One of the U.S. troops suffered critical injuries. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers and support go out to our militaries that we're just talking about that are in harm's way. And don't think that they're not. And don't think that it's not a daily thing. And they've got to maintain a constant state of vigilance and readiness. And they do. And they're fantastic. I don't even, it just absolutely overwhelms me sometimes. The bravery of our armed forces, the men and women in our armed forces. They are absolute heroes. And I absolutely mean that. So again, this one particular U.S. Soldier suffered critical injuries. After Biden was briefed on the situation and injuries, he ordered the Department of Defense to arrange retaliation options. The president ultimately directed strikes against three locations used by Khatib Hezbollah and associated groups. Quote, focus specifically on unmanned aerial drone activities, Watson said. The response was carried out at approximately 4:45 a.m. in Iraq, nearly 12 hours after U.S. personnel were injured. Iraqi officials said the strikes killed one militant and injured 18. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a separate statement that the strikes were, quote, intended to disrupt and degrade capabilities of the groups responsible. The airstrikes likely killed, quote, a number of Khatib Hezbollah militants, according to a statement from U.S. Central Command. Biden issued a warning to Iran last month that the U.S. would respond if his nation attacked American troops and amid the ongoing Israeli-Hamas war. Well, here's the thing, though, too. I mean, when the United States does respond, I think we need to be supportive. How much of a difference this may make to them, that remains to be seen, again, because it comes into the cost of doing business mentality that I think that they have. So I think it may be a very, very different kind of perspective that this group has. But nevertheless, if something else occurs, then obviously there has to be something that escalates in terms of taking them down even further, stopping them and making them hopefully think twice about what they might do next. But folks, here we are again. It's Wednesday morning. We have so many different things to talk about. And as we go through the program this morning, by the way, we'll hit the first Trucker Traveler report here right here in the next segment. We've got a great song lined up, by the way. Something to keep you moving this morning, get your blood pumping, and keep you going down the road or doing whatever you're doing this morning. When we come back, of course, throughout the program today, we will tell you about that migrant caravan heading to the United States. We'll tell you about the check-in dates, the court dates, but they don't actually have to be somewhere until 2031. Now you're kidding me, right? You're kidding me on that. But nope, I'm not kidding you on that. It's a real deal. We'll tell you about that. We'll tell you more. And by the way, in California, $20 an hour for fast food service workers. Guess who's out of a job? Pizza Hut delivery drivers all over the state because of that. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. It's the Wednesday morning edition, and we're moving along. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is the Wednesday edition. We are moving right along, folks. We have a relatively short week this week, of course, with the Christmas holiday. But, of course, we're heading over to the New Year's holiday. And, again, I'm just really optimistic about 2024. I'm really glad that we get I just love January and, again, what it sort of represents and so forth. It's been quite a year. It's been quite an eventful year. We're going to be looking, of course, from time to time as we go through the next few days here on the program. We'll look back when appropriate to some of the different events of 2023. And if you have a significant event that you'd like to mention, you can always go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message. If you have any particular remembrances of 2023 that you would like to impart. All right, so I tell you what, let's listen in here for the first song here. After the Christmas holiday, we did a lot of Christmas songs. We had some great Christmas rock songs that we found and covered, and I hope that you enjoyed them. We enjoyed the Christmas bumpers as well so much leading up to Christmas time. But here we go, folks. Let's start off the Wednesday edition with the Traveling Wilburys, one of my favorite songs by them, and that is a song called Handle With Care. I think it's kind of appropriate.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I'm being shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible.
Traveling Wilburys. One of my favorite songs by them. Maybe one of my favorite songs, actually. And George Harrison, Roy Orbison, of course, Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne as well. And from time to time, they had Bob Dylan in there as well. But on this particular song, again, the amazing voice of Roy Orbison, right? And, of course, George Harrison. And also Tom Petty, the late, great Tom Petty. And the surviving member on this particular track, of course, is Jeff Lynne from ELO. But I'll tell you, the Traveling Wilburys just had a particular coolness about them when they were making their records way back when now. And one of the things, and I know I've said it before, but I think it bears repeating to pick this song for tonight. And that is, you know, you get super groups, and this is certainly a super group. You get a super group, and a lot of times it just doesn't work out. You know, you get a, like a live show, and you've got all these different people playing, and, you know, they're all big names, and they play, and that sometimes works okay because it's kind of like a benefit concert or something like that. But an actual, honest-to-God super group is really hard to do because, obviously, there's just a lot of dominance that goes on there. But this particular group, the Traveling Wilburys, it always seemed like it was always very smooth, and it feels like everybody is right in the pocket where they need to be, and that's I think a testament to how they all kind of got along, the production quality of it, the approach they had. So I mean, I could go on and on and on, but that's why I really, really like the Traveling Wilburys, and there's they've got a lot of kind of diverse material too. It's really kind of cool. But at any rate, folks, what is not cool is the ice storm warning that we see right now in North Dakota. This is going to start up. We've got winter weather advisories all through that part of the state, pretty much the eastern part of the state. But starting up near Grand Forks, heading down through Jamestown, cross I-94, okay, there in North Dakota, coming on down through Linton, McIntosh, down into South Dakota, Timberlake, Dupree, and then, of course, over, it looks like, towards the western part, Rapid City, of South Dakota, and down towards Pine Ridge. It looks like you've got this ice storm warning that's happening. Significant icing, additional ice accumulations up to 1/10 of an inch, snow accumulations of up to 1/2 inch. Parts of south central and southeast North Dakota, including the James River Valley. Okay, so this is happening this morning. So again, plan on very slippery road conditions. They're strongly discouraging travel in that area. So just be very, very careful. South Dakota, again, it continues down into those parts. There also becomes a blizzard warning. Again, this is also near Rapid City. Winter weather advisories in most of South to South Dakota. And then on down into Nebraska, we have winter weather advisories, blizzard warnings going through there. Down into the northwestern quadrant, basically, of Kansas, again, winter weather advisory and blizzard warnings in that area. This is going to go over, by the way, into the eastern part of Colorado, where it's a blizzard warning. And if you're coming out of Denver, this is on I-70, you've got that blizzard warning happening there all the way over to Kansas or to Nebraska. So just be very careful there. So northern Nevada up on I-80. Looks like we've got patchy areas of freezing fog developing across several valley locations, including the Humboldt River Valley and I-80. Okay, so this is developing there. So looks like if you're anywhere near Winnemucca, heading on over to the border with Utah and I-80, you could run into those areas of patchy freezing fog. Freezing fog advisory also, this is going to be in the state of Oregon. This is going to be east of Portland. It looks like it's, if you're going to be over near the Dallas, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, or Morrow, you've got that happening. Madras, Prineville, and Bend, where we have this freezing fog advisory going on this morning. We've got wind advisories in southern Oregon, this around Medford, and then this is going to dip down into Northern California becomes really a winter weather advisory there. This looks like it's going to be just a little bit west of Redding, so be careful there. Let's see here. But we do have all kinds of rain to tell you about. We'll tell you more next hour as well in terms of the precipitation that's going on. But we got all kinds of rain over in the east this morning throughout New York State, over through Massachusetts. Not including Boston, it looks like, but heads on up into New Hampshire and parts of southern Vermont, where the rain is on the radar here, down through Washington, D.C., down through parts of Virginia, West Virginia, and then also in Ohio near Cleveland, up through Detroit, Michigan. You got all kinds of rain on the radar there, north parts of eastern North Carolina, and down through South Carolina, just along the coast and a little bit inland there, especially as you head in towards Florence or Sumter or Manning. So you definitely want to, and of course Charleston's included with that as well. Looks like we got some rain off the coast of Florida. This is going to be down near Cedar Key right now, where it looks like it's coming ashore in terms of what we're seeing on the radar right now. More next hour, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We have so much to tell you about as we continue. We're going to head to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. And when we come back, folks, we're going to continue to hit it this morning. Wednesday edition. We are back live. And we're happy. We hope you are, too. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.